Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Happy Wednesday, December 1, 3, 2017. So glad you've allowed us to be a part of this very snowy and wintry Wednesday afternoon right here live on WKAR AM 870, 94.5 FM. And again, folks, drive safe. It is ugly outside right now. We are expected to get upwards of something like 8 inches of snow here in the mid-Michigan area. Snowing all throughout the state, to be honest with you all. So wherever you may be listening to us at, whether it be at work or at home or in your car, please drive safely, travel safely. If you don't gotta go out the door, please don't. All right. Just snuggle up and listen to Current Sports. All right. that's the best thing to do on this Wednesday afternoon if you're not working or doing other things. All right. Well, we've got a great show. And before I tell you what's on the slate today, the day has finally come. It's a bit of a sad one here on this December 13th, because today marks the final episode of Current Sports in which our, what, four-year engineer, Isaac Constance, this is the final show for him, seeing as though he is a student and he will be graduating and he'll be doing a study abroad come next semester, and then he will be thrusted into the real cold, hard world, all right? So this is his final show. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right, Isaac. So this is his final show. Isaac, we'll have a tribute to you that we put together here at Current Sports for you. On the back end of the show, we're going to invite, again, all of our usual listeners out there, those who are watching via Facebook at facebook.com/currentsports. If you guys want to share a memory or wish Isaac well, call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. But how does it feel, dude? It's got to be a bit weird, man.
It's surreal. It's eerie. I feel like there's a ghost right inside my body, you know? I mean, this really is such a natural habit for me, just coming in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 1 to 2, talking sports with you. But, hey, there would be no better way to go out than to talk some sports from 1 to 2.
Exactly right. So we'll be, of course, wishing Isaac well throughout this hour. We encourage you all to do the same. Give us a call at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, join us via Facebook at facebook.com/currentsports. Shoot Isaac a comment there. And you can also even tweet us at Al Martin WKAR or the show at WKAR _sports. I never do this. Isaac, what's your Twitter handle, dude, if they want to get at you?
Yeah, my Twitter handle is at Isaac Constance, which is actually kind of a tough name to spell. A lot of people don't know how to, but yeah. At ISAAC, not two S's, two A's, and then Constance is Constans.
There we go. Tweet him directly and wish him well, as we have throughout this hour. We'll be tributing Isaac on his very last show. All right. Well, in the midst of all of that, we will be talking a lot of sports. We'll be also highlighting a very interesting moment that kind of goes beyond sports. We had two of the four young men at Lansing Catholic High School who balled out for, of course, the Cougars football team that decided to take a knee during the national anthem. We had Matthew Abdullah and Michael Lynn III live here in Studio West to talk about that moment and just how everything panned out at Lansing Catholic that led to their eventual transfers from Lansing Catholic High School. Well, here in the city of Lansing, those four players have been acknowledged for trying to push dialogue concerning racial inequality here in the area of Lansing and beyond, just here in America. And they were actually honored. Our very own Katie Cook has put together a story highlighting how the Lansing City Council decided to honor these four young men. We'll be bringing you that story. Also, new revelations concerning players in the NFL who are or said to believe that they have been battling with the brain disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Another player has revealed that he believes he has CTE. We'll dive into that story. We will also welcome Jeff Kimmerly to the show. He is the media and content coordinator for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He'll be joining us in segment B to really dissect the whole Thomas Kithier transfer and why that transfer did not go through. Kithier, of course, a future basketball player for Tom Izzo's Michigan State men's basketball team, so you don't want to miss that. And as I stated on the back end of the show, we will be wishing Isaac Constance, our engineer, a farewell. That and so much more. Let's hit you with our current sports quick hit headliners. Right, and we will begin with the school down the road. The University of Michigan men's basketball team led for nearly the entire game, earning a 59-52 victory over the Texas Longhorns in its final non-conference road game of the season last night at Frank Irwin Center. Now, senior Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman, he recorded his first career double-dub with 17 points, 10 rebounds to pace the Wolverines. Junior Charles Matthews nearly joined Abdur-Rahman with 12 boards and 12 points and 8 rebounds, while junior Moritz Wagner and fifth-year senior Duncan Robinson posted 10 points each. Next up, Michigan will have the opportunity to play its first game inside the new Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan, where it will take on Detroit Mercy this Saturday. That game will be broadcast live on ESPNU, tip time, at noon. All right, Jim Harbaugh is apparently moving on from his longtime strength and conditioning coach, Kevin Tolbert, who had worked for Harbaugh during his stint at Stanford and in San Francisco with the NFL's 49ers. He will not return to the Michigan football team come 2018, according to a report by Alex Marvez of the Sporting News. Now, Marvez cited an unidentified source, and he was the first to report of Tolbert's hiring at Michigan back in 2015. Thousands of citizens wrote in Alabama college football coach and former college football coach for Michigan State University, Nick Saban. Yes, Saban's name was on the ballot on Tuesday in an otherwise historic election in which Democrat Doug Jones defeated Republican Roy Moore. Now, the difference between them may have been Saban's votes. CNN reported late Tuesday that Saban was on more than 19,000 write-ins. Pretty incredible, right? Oh, boy. Roll Tide, huh? All right, the Denver Nuggets, a bottom 10 defensive team, held the Detroit Pistons to 35.6% shooting and forced 19 turnovers in roaring to a 103-84 victory. The Pistons now 7th straight loss. The Pistons 14-6 start, and early season success story has completely now flipped in the span of just 12 days. The Pistons, now sitting at 14-13, have played one of the toughest schedules in the NBA, but the Nuggets were supposed to provide some relief since they were missing two top players in center Nikola Jokic, who was out with an ankle injury, and Paul Millsap, who sat due to a wrist injury. But the Nuggets, sitting at 15-12 now, broke the game open in the third quarter in racing to a 22-point lead, largely against the Pistons starters. The Pistons will now play the Atlanta Hawks on the road tomorrow night. We'll have more from that game. You guys know I don't miss a Detroit Pistons game. Got a chance to check out, of course, Gary Harris, former Michigan State guard, in action yesterday at LCA. And Gary, I tell you what, not playing bad for the Nuggets. Really cool to see a former Spartan like him flourishing at the next level. All right, the Los Angeles Lakers front office recently had a meeting with LaVar Ball. You guys know LaVar, right? The outspoken father of rookie point guard Lonzo Ball, asking him to tone it down. Yeah, tone down some of his public criticisms of head coach Luke Walton and help create a more positive atmosphere around his son. That's what sources told ESPN. Now, the meeting, which took place within the past few weeks, was called by Lakers president of basketball operations, Michigan State's own Magic Johnson, and general manager Rob Pelinka. Now, LaVar Ball confirmed that the meeting took place, telling ESPN, quote, "It was the best thing, man. Everybody's going to try to make it an ego thing, like I'm trying to tell them what to do, or they are trying to tell me to tone it down. It's not about that. It's about coming together and to get to a solution to this problem," end quote. One that LaVar has apparently created. We'll have more on Mr. LaVar Ball in just a moment. Aaron Rodgers has been medically cleared to return from a broken right collarbone. The Green Bay Packers quarterback made it official last night, the eve of the first practice in advance of Sunday's game at Carolina against the Panthers. Rodgers made the announcement in an Instagram post after a long day of discussion with medical personnel led by team physician Dr. Pat McKenzie. Now, I look at this story and say to myself, okay, this is a collarbone injury. And you guys know I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan. I remember a couple years ago when our former quarterback, now broadcaster with CBS, Tony Romo, had a broken collarbone. And he returned against the Carolina Panthers. And what happened with Tony? He actually got hit and re-injured that collarbone. So I'm hoping, and it's the thing, Isaac, when you look at a story like this, right now, Aaron Rodgers is going to play against the Panthers. Mm-hmm. If he stays healthy there, he's going to play against the Detroit Lions, and there are a lot of playoff implications concerning the Lions as the season rolls along here. But we all know, when I hear medically cleared in the NFL, medically cleared in the NFL is totally different than you or I having an injury and going to the doctor and saying, and the doc saying, oh, you're medically cleared, Al, okay? Aaron is not going to be 100%. I'm just hoping that the dude does not. Well, there are some sick Lions fans out there that are possibly hoping that A-Rod will be injured in that game. But right now, he's medically cleared. But I'm just hoping that the brother does not re-injure that collarbone against the Panthers come this Sunday. I love watching him play.
He's still walking on thin ice, without a doubt. And when you look at the NFL, too, the other thing that's different between being medically cleared for average day-to-day activities and NFL play is whether you're in the playoff race or not. Yeah, that plays a part.
Oh, it certainly does. So we'll be following that story as it unfolds throughout the week. Curious to see what happens this weekend as Rodgers makes his return against Cam Newton and company. All right, and former NFL running back Larry Johnson, he told the Washington Post that he believes he suffers from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. At this time, CTE can only be confirmed after death. Johnson told the Washington Post that his anxiety, paranoia, and self-destructive impulses match the symptoms of people who have CTE. He describes brief, intense headaches, the jitters, mood swings, violence, and forgetfulness. He describes, quote, demons, end quote, that push him toward rooftop decks, urging him to jump. What a troubling story there. And CTE is an ongoing conversation that many are having. Many of you know we've had this conversation multiple times right here live on our airwaves. This is something that is going to continue because that's the nature of football now. And what we're starting to learn concerning the constant knocking of the brain as it pertains to football and other sports, for that matter, other physical sports, for that matter. So we'll be talking about Larry Johnson in actually a few minutes here and elaborating on what this means. Another football player coming out and feeling symptoms of CTE, what this means for the future of football. That and so much more. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/current sports. Tweet us at Al Martin WKAR or at WKAR underscore sports. Again, it's the final show of longtime current sports engineer Isaac Constance. If you want to call in and share some thoughts and well wishes as he moves on to his next adventure in life, please do so. Let's keep this train a-pushing.
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't laugh.
First time in the garden, man. Going back and forth with Spike Lee. It's just fun, man. It's fun. This is what basketball's all about.
What was Spike saying to you?
You know, Spike, every time he make a bucket, he eases it over to me saying, we got this. And I've been going back like, no, we got this. So it's just fun, man. It's entertainment. Instead of going to the movies, come to this, man. You can't beat it.
Now, a lot of people in Lithuania are about to be coming to see your guys play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different mindset going over there. A lot of people go over there to make a living. My boys are going over there to have fun, change the culture. Now young cats is coming to the game. That's all we're going over there to do, man, is play. They have a passion for basketball. It ain't about the money and all that. It's getting ready for a game and competing.
What are you most looking forward to seeing out of them when they go over there?
Just the smiles on their face and the fact that they're basketball competitively again. You know, they bottled up. They want some competition, man. We don't care where we go.
Yeah, last week you told me you didn't care if it was Africa, if it was the moon.
Come Timbuktu on the moon in the building. I don't care. They just want to play, and I want to watch them. So it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun.
No, a tough night for the Lakers tonight, but just
the... But you know what? Here's the thing, man. It was a beautiful game to watch. It was a beautiful game to watch. The competitiveness of passing the ball. The thing of basketball, you're going to win or lose, and it's okay, as long as you do it the right way. And you do it and show that we're going to fight all the way to the end, overtime. They got some extra money to come in here and watch some longer games. You got to love it, man.
Lonzo had...
Ah, yes, a little Alvin and the Chipmunks. The Christmas song. Love that stuff. Love that stuff. Oh, boy. Christmas right around the corner. Happy December 13th, 2017. Be safe out there, folks. Again, the snow is continuing to come down here in mid-Michigan. We're expected to get somewhere around 6 to 8 inches here in the area. Please drive safe. Please drive safe, all right? We've got a lot to get to on today's current sports. You just heard the voice of the father of Lonzo Ball, the highly acclaimed NBA rookie who balls out for the L.A. Lakers. That was a pretty entertaining game last night as the Lakers took on the New York Knicks. And I tell you what, Lonzo did not play bad. I mean, he had a few nice moments in that game. You know, hit a few threes. How nice with that was that alley-oop slam that he had? I think the kid's going to be fine. You know, of course, there's a huge spotlight on him, not only due to the fact that he was a top five NBA draft pick, but due to the big mouth of his father, LaVar Ball, who has been making headlines, it seems like, every single week. I know he was a part of the Breakfast Club, the very popular hip-hop and R&B radio station out in New York with Charlamagne Tha God and company. I know him and his other two sons. What is it? LiAngelo and what is the other? LaMelo. LiAngelo and LaMelo, they were part of the Breakfast Club today, and they have made headlines because, I mean, I believe, who was it? LaMelo that went over, LiAngelo that went over there and stole.
Yeah, LiAngelo.
It was LiAngelo, now former player for UCLA. Of course, went on international grounds and stole a pair of sunglasses along with two other teammates. And now LaVar has decided to take two of his sons and put, as we noted on yesterday's Current Sports, and put them on a Lithuanian international professional basketball team in which they'll be earning something like only like $500 a month, not a big stadium. It just makes no sense to me. It doesn't teach your sons any accountability there. And I think that overall, LaVar Ball is a pretty good dad because – looking at the character, for the most part, with the exception of going on international grounds and stealing a pair of Louis Vuitton sunglasses, I think he's done a pretty good job in raising these young men. I mean, just looking at Lonzo, he seems to be very humble. He's not a loudmouth trash talker. He goes out there and works hard. I think he's going to turn out to be I don't think he's going to be a superstar, but a solid player. But I just don't understand what this accomplishes, taking two of your sons, taking one out of college. Your college years are the best years of your life, and you take them out of college. You don't teach them anything, you know, as it pertains to stealing, and you put them on international grounds to play in a country he's never been before to play professional basketball. I don't understand it at all, but hey, neither here nor there. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. In just a moment, I do want to highlight this very disturbing Larry Johnson story. He believes that he has the brain disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, as it relates to his NFL football playing career, and heck, just his football playing career, period. You know, throughout his entire life playing the game, and just those constant hits to the brain. I'm not sure how many diagnosed concussions Larry had throughout his NFL career, but him coming out and being very honest as to his thoughts, his forgetfulness, his mood swings, very scary stuff. What does this mean for the future of football? It's a conversation we have been having a lot in the recent years after finding out more about CTE. And in just a moment also, we're going to bring to you a story from our very own Katie Cook, in which Katie reports on the four high school football players at Lansing Catholic High School who decided to take a knee during the national anthem. Well, those four young men were honored by the Lansing City Council earlier this week. Katie will bring to you that story in just a moment. But I do believe we have Apachu on line one. We haven't heard from Apachu in a while. Apachu, how you doing?
Doing okay, man. I was at that ceremony. I was at the City Council Monday night, and I saw that ceremony where they were given, I don't know if you call them plaques or whatever, some kind of certificates or some honor, and they're standing up for or standing up against injustice.
That's great stuff. Apache, what made you be in attendance for that moment, my man? I'm curious.
Oh, I was there for the Cesar Chavez Street issue.
Ah, okay. Got you. Okay.
But I did comment on the players saying that, you know, When I was young, me and my boys, you know, we took a knee to the back, to the head, you know, to the chest by law enforcement. So eventually we took it to the streets. And the point I'm trying to make is that these young men are canaries in the coal mine. There's some problems. We need to correct those problems, deal with them, or they may eventually be in the streets too. And I mean that sincerely. But I'm here. I'm calling him Isaac. Isaac, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I had a stereotype of white man from Louisiana, you know, KKK, and that was all destroyed and corrected with Isaac's attitude and some of his very independent thinking. And in fact, I think he beat you in a couple of debates, brother.
We haven't checked the scoreboard on that about you. Easily. Thank you, though.
You won the game, man. You won the master, but you know what? At least he took you to overtime. You know? So I just thank you, brother. I wish you well, man. I wish you well.
Oh, I really appreciate that about you. I'll never forget. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add, everybody you put out, man, you do good work, man. I mean that. You know, I ain't trying to get in the job. I'm just trying to tell you.
No, it's not me.
For you.
It's not me. It's the good man upstairs blessing me to be surrounded around people like Isaac and the incredible team we have here at WKAR. Apache, we appreciate the kind words. And I know you want to say something to Apache, Isaac?
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember Apache's first call in when I was actually engineering the show because, you know, I was a little bit nervous. I didn't have my radio feed underneath me. But we were talking basketball. And, you know, basketball is my safe haven. That's my refuge. I love that sport so much. And we were talking about the finals, I believe, or at least the playoffs. And Apache called in. He took my side in that debate, as I think most callers should, most logical callers should. Mm-hmm. But you and I were debating something. And Apache said, you know, Al, you got a bad man, Ryan Shotgun. Those words, I'll never forget. That was really a great welcome to current sports, Apache.
What was those words again?
You got a bad man riding shotgun.
Bad man riding shotgun,
Apache. Yeah.
You remember that? That was great.
Yeah. I love Apache.
All right, appreciate
Apache.
You are
one of our favorite callers, man, and I know Apache's going to miss you, dude. This is not, you know, goodbye. It's see you later, for sure. We'll definitely have Isaac on as we keep this train a-moving, as I like to say here on Current Sports. Isaac will certainly be a part of the show in some way, shape, or form. I'm going to try to get him on regularly to talk NBA from time to time, all right? Because, again, that's your safe haven. I know you love the game so much.
Thanks.
We also have another caller on line two, Mike from Saginaw. Mike, what's up, my man?
What's up, my man? Thanks for getting me on, and I wish Isaac the further travels in his life. I just was talking to him. I said I had Isaac said name some of the athletes that played for a New Orleans sports team and New Orleans professional amateur, the first one I said out of my mouth is Pete Maravich, and I like to see what Isaac was saying. I was thinking about Archie Manning and Will Clark and some of the the football player came
Marshall
from New Orleans, too.
Marshall Faulk, too.
Who is in a little bit of hot water right now.
I'm not claiming him at this moment. But Bill Russell, actually, I was telling Mike about Pete Maravich growing up. I grew up close to a library where I used to go, and there was a Pete Maravich documentary. I'll never forget. I probably checked it out 5 or 10 times just as a little kid. He used to go to sleep every single night with a basketball in his hands, practicing his gooseneck. He would do that trick where you hold your wrist flat and just flick your fingers with the ball in it. He would do it for 20, 30 minutes every night, and that's how he got so comfortable and familiar with the ball. Now, my favorite Louisiana athlete never to be usurped will be Bill Russell. I mean, absolutely. Bill is
legend.
From Louisiana. Led San Francisco championship, 11 with the Boston Celtics, civil rights advocate. Nothing you can't love about Bill.
Preach on.
I was going to ask him, too, that did you see the horse contest between him and George Gervin?
Oh, wasn't that the best?
The horse contest?
Yeah, they used to, I'm not sure if it was All-Star Weekend, but they used to have horse contest back in the day. And then
What is a horse contest?
Oh, you've played horse.
Oh, you're talking about the game
horse?
I started thinking about a real horse. I've never heard it called. Yeah, we're going to play a horse contest.
I've
heard it called, a game of horse. Okay,
oh, yeah,
gotcha.
It's all these superstars going at it. It was fun. I did see that, Michael.
Interesting stuff. All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate you calling, man, and wishing Isaac adieu. I know Isaac has thoroughly enjoyed your calls. Every time you picked up that phone and before we pat you through, I know I see Isaac all the time, you know, behind the glass having these in-depth conversations with you before you get on the air, man. So we appreciate the support, and I know Isaac does as well.
I do.
All right, then. Thank you.
All right. Mike from Saginaw. All right, let's hit our first break, Isaac. When we come back, again, we got a lot on the slate. We're going to be talking with Jeff Kimmerly, media and content coordinator for the MHSAA. We also have a story from our very own Katie Cook centering on the Lansing Catholic football players who were honored by the Lansing City Council for taking a knee and taking a stand on social injustice here in America, taking a knee before the national anthem. That and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. To WKAR in sports, I am your host, Al Martin. We have been paying tribute throughout this hour as today marks engineer Isaac Constance's final show here on WKAR's Current Sports. He will be graduating and then doing a study abroad out in Australia at the beginning of next year. We are wishing him well on that new journey. We'll have our very own tribute to him later on this hour, asking you guys to call in if you want to, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We actually got a caller online, too. It's Dave from Wyoming. Dave, how you doing, my man?
Well, Al, tomorrow we'll be all a little bit, have a little bit of a loss. You're losing a good one.
Definitely.
And I, you know, it's Isaac, we hardly knew you, you know, and I guess he, radio is a good place for him because he comes from that place in the South where there is no accent, New Orleans.
True. Right.
You know, you don't have to go too far north. But you almost need subtitles for those folks.
Yeah. Closed captions, huh? Yeah, there you go.
Down in New Orleans, it's great, and I'm sorry to see him go. But I tell you what, the opportunity to study abroad and be in Australia is going to be a whole new vista for him. And Isaac, hey, we wish you well. Have safe travels. And when you get back, be sure you show up on the air. We'll be listening.
Oh, you know it, Dave. Not a question about it. And thanks so much for calling in. Thing about Dave is he disagrees with us on the regular, Al.
I love that.
Yeah, you and I often have a consensus.
Radio.
Yeah, and he pushes
agrees.
Us. He does. But he makes such valid points, great arguments, respects the opinions of everybody on the show. Mm-hmm. And Dave, what he brings to the show, the fresh insight every single time he calls, that's invaluable. So
without
even without me here, Dave, you better keep calling in or else I'm going to come knocking.
Without a doubt. I'm pretty sure with the stuff I say, and Dave always disagrees with me, he'll be calling for sure.
Oh, yeah.
My man Dave from Wyoming. Thanks so much, Dave. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Right now, I want to invite our guest for today's Current Sports to the show. And I want him to kind of just clarify this story concerning future Michigan State men's basketball player Thomas Kithier, who continues to sit at Clarkston. It was ruled actually last week that Kithier would be ineligible by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And, you know, it's interesting because I was wondering if Tom Izzo was going to weigh in on this. And he actually opened up pertaining to his opinion on Kithier being ruled ineligible. Again, Kithier, a future player for Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans. This is what Izzo had to say on Monday concerning the ineligibility. Quote, "I am not crazy about the ruling that I've heard. I think we are archaic in our thinking on this. I think one way or another, this is going to bring some changes to how we look at it from the Michigan High School Athletic Association part." Right now, we have Jeff Kimmerle on the line, media and content coordinator for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Jeff, first off, how you doing, my man? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. Things are smoothing out a little bit as we get into the holidays, but obviously with the topic we're talking about here a little bit, it's been a wild few days around our office.
Oh, I am sure. Jeff, can you kind of just go through the timeline here, when it comes to Kithier deciding to transfer to Clarkston, what led to the ineligibility, and where do we go from here concerning this situation?
Sure, I'll try and put it you know, kind of as basic terms as possible because this stuff gets a little complicated. So, you know, feel free to ask me, you know, about details, I guess, after I'm done. But
certainly,
it kind of starts like this. An athlete that wishes to transfer between two schools, student athlete, always starts out with a period of ineligibility unless that athlete meets one of 15 exceptions. One of those exceptions is moving as an 18-year-old, which Thomas Kithier is. He moved from the Macomb, Dakota district to the Clarkston district into a condo by himself over the summer. Three of those exceptions require that the school from which the student-athlete came sign a transfer form that says, you know, this we grant this transfer, you know, that we don't allege anything, you know, he's clear to free to leave and free to go, and you know, the principals from both schools sign it, and it completes the transfer. One of those exceptions that requires this ETF, as we call it, educational transfer form, is that exception where an 18-year-old leaves and moves on his own. Macomb, Dakota decided to not sign that form. Dakota alleged that Thomas Kithier transferred because of athletics. And we have a point in our athletic motivated transfer regulation that specifically says an athlete, you know, may not transfer to a school and receive immediate eligibility if the school where he's transferring, and I'm paraphrasing this, of course, school where he's transferring, if he's going there wishing to play with a teammate from a non-school team that he's played on or she's played on over the past year. Obviously, Thomas Kithier and Foster Lawyer played on the same AAU team out of Ohio last summer, and he was transferred to Clarkston, where Foster Lawyer is the point guard, of course. And, of course, you know, they're both headed to Michigan State next year as well. You know, that allegation came to us. Our executive director ruled that, yes, there is enough evidence here to say that this is an athletic-motivated transfer. It clearly is spelled out in our rule what is required to make that allegation stick. And so, in addition to being ineligible for the first 6 months of the school year, that the penalty for that athletic-related or athletic-motivated transfer rather is a full-year suspension. And that is what is handed down from this office. Clarkston appealed that before our executive committee, which is a group of five that is part of our representative council that meets monthly to go through transfer appeals to approve co-op teams, approve new members to our association, things like that. Our executive committee upheld that, which is our executive committee, which is made up of educators, a body of Clarkston's peers, let's say, upheld that was an athletic motivated transfer, and here we sit.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack there, Jeff.
That's why I said it's kind of complicated. I just wanted to lay it all out there so
certainly.
You can kind of go with it there.
Certainly. I was taking furious notes as you were kind of going through the timeline there. But first off, I want to ask you this. How common is this? When is the last time something like this where it's been ruled as an athletically motivated transfer? When is the last time you can recall this has happened concerning the Michigan High School Athletic Association?
I mean, here's the thing about athletic motivated related or athletic motivated transfers. We also have athletic related transfers. We have a links rule where if an athlete plays, let's say, AAU basketball for a coach one summer and then transfers to the school where that coach is the coach of the high school team, that player is automatically ineligible. We have a couple different rules like that, which are there to dissuade players from moving around and to promote competitive equity, you know, which I think a lot of programs in this state generally are in favor of doing. To answer your question, we have schools call here every day with questions about students that end up at their schools that want to play sports or have played sports in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had, without going into details, I can think of one right off the top of my head that we would have had earlier this year that fell into the same basket as the Thomas Kithier situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the school, after talking to the people in our office, realized, you know what, yeah, this is going to look like, this is going to turn out to be an athletic motivated transfer. We're going to take care of this before it ever gets to that level. And they did. That is common, where we have schools come to us with situations. We advise them on how the rules apply, what the potential penalties might be,
right,
if things are found. And generally, they don't end up in the public forum like this.
Mm-hmm.
Before you, you're probably still in college and might have even been before, there was an area school that had, and I'm just trying to remember this because at the time I was at the State Journal and I was covering it.
Right.
I believe they had 7 players from 3 to 4 area schools end up at that school. And that ruffled a lot of feathers around here.
That's a lot of players.
It was. And that certainly raised a lot of concerns. And similarly to what happened in this case,
right,
one of the schools that had a player leave made a complaint to the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And what happened is, I believe, if I remember correctly, a number of those players had to sit for a period of time. The coach couldn't coach for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, I'm not using specifics here because a lot of relationship mending has happened since then.
Right.
And you know, a lot of teaching and understanding has taken place, but the people who are around at that point know what I'm talking about.
Right. Certainly.
It just takes a big thing for it to get this publicized. And obviously, this one has become very publicized.
Without a doubt.
So,
yeah.
A lot of these things are brought up. It's just they never get to that point because with the schools, we generally work out this is what the situation is and this is what you're facing if you choose to go forward. And we try to tell families, we try and tell schools to tell families that, you know, if you make this move, this is potentially what's going to happen. So
right,
a lot of times that takes care of these situations.
Got a question from one of our listeners here, Jeff. Interesting question. How Michigan, you know, they want to know how Michigan is a school of choice state and what the difference is between a school like, you know, Lansing Catholic and their transfers and this school with Kithier in Clarkston.
Sure. Well, and the difference between this and with a lot of transfers that take place. Yeah, obviously transfers take place every year. We hear about them. We see them. We know when players are moving around. What has to happen, though, to authorize us to do anything at our office is a school needs to allege something. The difference here is, you know, with any athlete going from any school, it doesn't matter if it's private or public or public to private or private to public,
mm-hmm,
is the fact that Macomb, Dakota would not sign off on it. Generally, you know, even if you had, say, somebody from East Lansing transfer to Lansing Catholic, they would have to sit out at least that half a year. And if the schools both signed off on it, that's all it would take. But in this case, Macomb, Dakota alleged that there was something more going on. They didn't allege that Clarkston did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Clarkston keeps saying they feel like they're under attack as a program, and the MHSAA found that there's no grounds for any allegations of recruiting or undue influence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what's going on here. But at the same time, Dakota felt like there was something else going on, and that's what the difference is. The difference is when a school says, hey, something's going on, and they make an allegation, that gives us the power to investigate and to begin to find out what exactly is going on and what grounds there are
right,
for potentially a longer period of ineligibility.
Certainly. And Jeff, due to time, I want to ask one more question here.
Yeah,
you mentioned the appeal being upheld. Where do you think this thing is going to go now? Kithier is going to sit out, of course. And, you know, I'm wondering about, you know, when you look at the transfer like this, mm-hmm. and knowing that he's going to Michigan State, you know, ideally they would like to see, you know, have him on the basketball court during this time of the year as local teams across and beyond across the state of Michigan are playing. Where do we go from here now? Do you think, when looking at how this situation is getting so much attention, do you think anything is going to be changed in the future?
I mean, it's hard for me to say, and I'm really not I'm not really in the position to say.
Of course,
what's going to happen? Just because it's not my decision. The steps that can be taken, Clarkson can request a full meeting of our representative council, which is, you know, like I said, from which the athletic committee is drawn, and then the whole council can decide on this. The whole council is not scheduled to meet though until the Friday of the Class A and B semifinals for boys basketball. So it would have to be a special meeting,
right.
And to do that, that takes another couple steps of getting three members in writing to request a meeting. We have another executive committee meeting January 10th. If Clarkston has any kind of new information to state its case, it can ask to do so then. That's kind of the steps from that point of view that can be taken. You know, otherwise, it's kind of up to where those steps go. You know, of course, there are other things that you hear, you know, that Clarkston may or may not be able to do, people who might be, you know, appealing on their behalf, things like that. But as far as from the MHSAA standpoint, those are the steps that we have if any school were to wish to appeal further a decision that came out of this office or out of our legislative body, as it were.
Okay, my man Jeff Kimmerly, media and content coordinator for the MHSAA. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. You did one heck of a job at really dumbing that thing down for people like me, all right?
Hey, I don't know about that, but glad to help you whenever I can.
Thank you so much, the great Jeff Kimmerly. Yeah, we'll be in touch, my friend. Have a good one, all right? Stay warm. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will have an interesting piece concerning our engineer Isaac Constance and his final day here with us here on Current Sports, final day behind the glass. And I'll have brief thoughts on what Jeff Kimmerly had to say concerning the whole Thomas Kithier transfer situation. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We just finished chatting with Jeff Kimmerly of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He is the media and content coordinator, former reporter for the Lansing State Journal. And you know, when listening to how Jeff kind of broke down the whole Thomas Kithier situation, Kithier being ruled ineligible by the MHSAA when, of course, he decided to transfer from Macomb, Dakota, to Clarkston to team up with his former AAU teammate in Ohio, Foster Lawyer, two future Michigan State men's basketball players. You know, I'm a bit conflicted because I look at it and say, okay, I understand why Kithier was ruled ineligible. According to the rules, if it's an athletically motivated transfer, which was found to be the case here, even when the council sat down and reviewed everything, I understand it, but there's a part of me that says, I mean, this happens so often, okay? At the end of the day, these are young men, or for any athlete for that matter, trying to put themselves in the best position to play at the next level. And if Kithier felt like going to Clarkston would give him the best opportunity to do that, good school, good program, I don't understand why Macomb, Dakota would have a problem with that and basically go, as you put, Isaac, go tattletale. You know what I mean? I don't understand that. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Our listeners out there, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports and tweet us at Al Martin WKAR or at WKAR dot or at WKAR underscore sports. That is our official current sports Twitter handle. All right. Well, we have just under 10 minutes left in the show, and we are saluting current sports engineer Isaac Constance as this is his final show. I put together a little something for him in which we wish him well on his next adventure as he will study abroad out in Australia. He'll cross that stage at the Breslin Center and get that degree and then be thrusted into the real world. Here's a bit of a salute, WKAR style, to Isaac Constance.
Live from Studio S, it's Isaac Constance for WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. My name's Isaac Constance.
Isaac, buddy, we're going to miss you a lot. You will be a great success, though we're sad to see you go. We're full of joy to watch you fly, and I'll meet you down at Central Grocery.
No time more so than 1 year ago when they were hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy for Cleveland the first time in 60 years.
Isaac, mon frere from down there, you have been a terrific guy to work with. Smart as a whip, talented, capable. You know, you're more than just our sports host and engineer. I think you probably hold the world record now for longest internship. But let me tell you, you never act like an intern. You always acted like a consummate professional. And I was always grateful to learn from you. You taught me a lot of things about sports and really even about broadcasting, too. So best of luck to you. Have a great time down under in Australia, and laissez le bon temps rule.
Isaac, we're really going to miss you. You've brought a lot to WKAR. I look forward to one day stopping in New Orleans and having beignets with you, maybe. And I'm deeply jealous of your trip to Australia and New Zealand. I've always wanted to go to both of those places, and I'll have to live vicariously through you. I hope you'll be posting lots of pictures or something. Always fun to talk about sports with you. Always fun to learn a little bit about rap music from you, seeing as how it's not my cup of tea, but it's always been entertaining and informative and a great joy to work around you. I think you've got a bright future. If there's ever anything that I can do, or I feel safe in saying any of us at WKAR can do to help further your career, please feel free to call upon us, because we all have very high regard for you. You will be missed. Thanks for everything and good luck.
And the question I have for today, call in 517-355-9527.
Hi, Isaac. We're going to miss you so much. You've just been a presence around here for a long time. We've been used to seeing you. Had a really good time working on that story with you at East Lansing High and Coach Fenimore. You did a great job with that.
John says they have a pregame tradition.
We go to Subway before every game. We go to Subway, get an orange juice. And me personally, I think the orange juice is what kicks it.
I think you're going to do big things. So have fun in Australia and come visit us.
Isaac. Isaac who? Oh, no, that wasn't him. Isaac. Oh, yeah, Isaac. My main man.
It was good to know you. I know I'll continue to know you for a long time. I know big things are going to happen with you. I just hope you have good luck in everything you do, man. You're a talent, and going to miss you around here. Roll Tide.
Well, Isaac, you're about to head to the land down under, but I will never forget when we did Facebook Live after Facebook Live after Facebook Live down in Old Town for Jazz Fest, and you were spectacular. You took to it like a duck to water. I think that's the phrase. Anyway, I know you're going to do sensational down in Australia, and when you get ready to leave Lansing, East Lansing, in this spring. So have a great time, enjoy the land down under, and we'll see you when you get back shortly before you go out into the big world.
That's it for the day. Just 30 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in to WKAR's Current Sports. My name's Isaac Constant. Keep it locked to WKAR AM 870 and 94.5 FM.
All right. Yes, that was our WKAR radio station manager, Peter Wharf, Katie Cook of WKAR News, Kevin Lavery of WKAR News, Scott Pohl of WKAR News, our very own Brad Walker of WKAR News, and also our news director, Reginald Hardwick, all saluting Isaac Constance. Isaac, I want to just give the microphone to you. You know how much I love you, dude. I'm going to miss you. We'll be in touch. You're like a little brother to me, man. You have brought Current Sports and put it on another level. I always had to bring my A game when having you on the show. I love you, my friend. I got you a Steve Smith signed basketball back there, New Orleans Pelicans cap, and this isn't goodbye. You see you later, all right?
It is.
I want to give you the mic, though. Anything you want to say to the team here at WKAR and all of our listeners out there?
Gosh, of course. I mean, you played that for me and expect me not to get a little bit emotional. But, gosh, I mean, Al, with you, I've gained a brother for life. That means so much to me. I've learned so much. You're such a great mentor, a host, and a friend as well. And, you know, that's invaluable to me. Our listeners, I want to leave the phone lines open after the show. Give you all, if you call in my cell phone number, my Facebook info, whatever, I want to talk sports all day long with you guys. If you ever come down to New Orleans, let me know. We'll connect. And the WKAR family, gosh, it's a family. Also, last but not least, go Tigers. Come on, Brad. What is wrong with you?
You knew Brad was going to take a jab. Isaac, I'll let you do the honors of saying goodbye on today's show.
Wow. Okay. Well, for WKAR's Current Sports, you're listening to AM 870 and FM 94.5. Isaac Constance, signing off.